Governor Tony Evers says his first budget will have language closing what's often called the dark store loophole. It's part of a state tax law that lets a business challenge how much they're valued at and by extension how much money they pay in local taxes. Local governments say this puts a growing tax burden on homeowners in their communities and means they have to pay expensive legal costs when businesses bring their cases to court. Here's Jerry DeShane, Executive Director of the Wisconsin League of Municipalities, talking on Wisconsin Eye.
This is a two loopholes in Wisconsin property tax assessment law that is allowing large properties, particularly commercial properties, to have their assessments reduced well below what it cost them to build their buildings. What a common man would say, oh, that building is a $10 million building. No, these dark store loopholes allow them to get that assessment shaved in half or less. And the way assessment law works in Wisconsin, that tax burden just gets shifted to everybody else. It's an issue of fairness.
But retailers and business groups disagree, saying efforts to make changes to state tax law are just an attempt to legalize tax hikes on businesses. Here's Scott Manley, Senior Vice President of Government Relations at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, making the case before a state Senate committee 2 years ago.
We've heard the word loophole used a lot today. There's no such thing as a dark store loophole. We have Wisconsin tax law, assessment law, and the assessment manual. And really what this legislation is an effort to legalize what has been, for the past 10 years or so, an unlawful assessment practice.
Brianna O'Reilly joins us now, reporter for WIS Politics, covering this story. Brianna, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Rob, for having me.
What do people mean when they call this the dark store loophole? How does that work on a practical level?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically the so-called loophole allows big box retailers to lower their property tax assessments. Under this practice, these stores, a good example is Menards, they're able to base their tax assessments on the value of vacant stores. And then that practice, opponents have argued, reduces the retailer's property tax assessment and shifts the tax burden then to, residential homeowners and small businesses.
And a lot of this traces back to a state Supreme Court case back 10-plus years ago or so. What happened there that kind of opened the door to this?
Yeah, that's right. That case from 2008, I believe, it was Walgreens versus the City of Madison. It basically changed how assessors assess the taxable value of a business. And it's usually a retail building in this case. So basically, the court ruled that property tax assessments for leased retail property must be based on similar property rather than, what's paid to lease the property itself. And this decision, back before 2008, assessors could base the taxable value off of those retail buildings off of a formula that factored in the property's use and building costs.
This has been an argument for a while now between cities and business groups. Have we seen efforts in the legislature before this year?
Yeah, actually. Last session, there was a really big bipartisan push there was a lot of activity, especially in 2018, the latter part of the session. But lawmakers were ultimately unable to get a deal through with the legislature. There was a really dramatic evening, actually, in the Assembly back in February of 18, where lawmakers tried putting a substitute amendment into the Kimberly-Clark incentive package bill, but they ultimately just couldn't get it done.
What are we hearing from Governor Evers now?
Well, so this week, he told the county's association during a stop in Madison that his budget will include a provision to close this loophole, but he didn't offer specifics about how he'd go about doing that. But after the speech, he was talking to reporters, and he said he was planning to include a small amount of money in his budget to address the issue. But again, we don't have details at this point of what that might look like. So at this point, we're just waiting for the end of the month when the governor will officially introduce his budget to see what's really in there.
Are local governments still assessing businesses the old way and then just waiting to see if they get hit with a lawsuit?
So actually, there was this great study from the... blanking on the name, but I think the Wisconsin Policy Forum did a recent report that kind of looked at the appeals that municipalities have been facing from big box stores looking to lower their tax bills following these assessment practices. And I have it in front of me here. It looks like that survey found local officials reported 79 appeals from retailers to lower their property tax assessments in 2017, and that was up from 63 in 2016 and 66 in 2015. So, yeah, one of the big arguments that we heard when this bill was being considered, these two bills were being considered last session, is, municipalities, local governments are losing a lot of money trying to defend their assessments in court.
Talking to Brianna Riley from WisPolitics about the so-called dark store loophole possibly on the way out under a government or under a budget proposal from Governor Tony Evers, as we're hearing. Still no details on that yet. Brianna, this comes this year after a bunch of referenda, right, around the state. What happened?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we saw pretty overwhelming support from, I think, 17 counties and a handful of municipalities back in November, where residents weighed in and said they want to see lawmakers address this issue and close these so-called loopholes. But these referenda, these questions on the ballot, they're non-binding, so it doesn't compel lawmakers representing those areas to act in one way or another. But proponents of this kind of legislation are hopeful that it really put the issue on lawmakers' radars, and they're hopeful that the push will continue this session.
Now, business groups, most notably Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, have argued against this idea of ending, they don't really even call it a loophole. What's been their argument against changing things now?
Yeah, so actually, that big business lobby, WMC, they put out a response this week to Governor Evers' statement. I think it was on Tuesday when he talked to the Counties Association. And this is actually from Corey Fish, who is the group's director of tax and transportation and legal affairs. But he said basically that the group would oppose any attempt from Evers to change the state's property tax system to allow, the reflection of income from a business rather than the physical presence of the building. So it looks like this will still face some opposition ahead this session.
Right. The idea is, okay, no, you're from the business perspective, you're trying to treat us unfairly, whereas a resident of a homeowner would be charged for the land and the structure that they have. The business group is saying you also want to unfairly include the lease we pay, the lease a business pays to control that property. So they say there's a philosophical argument here, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, their argument all of last session and still continuing to this day is, you know, they're acting legally, and governments just want to further impose taxes on businesses. And they're saying that businesses are already covering much of that tax burden in communities across the state.
How big a hit do municipalities say they're taking because of these challenges to their assessments?
That's a great question. During the testimony last session, I don't have a full figure in front of me, but there were local government officials that said they were losing in legal fees. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to defend these in court. So, honestly, the full number, especially across the state, is much higher than that. But it really does vary municipality to municipality.
As you said, the next shoe to drop here is the actual budget plan from Governor Evers. Do we have a timeline on when we expect that?
Yeah, so he's delivering his budget address February 28th. So the full document will be available then, and we'll be able to really see what's all in there in terms of this dark store loophole and, all of his other priorities too.
Brianna, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for your time.
That was Brianna Riley, reporter with WisPolitics. She was with us to talk about what's often called the dark store loophole and its impact on local property taxes.